This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in a half an hour, Buster only joins us to help preview the Phillies season. And you might be saying, Spike, half an hour, that's top five at five. That's right, a very special top five at five today at 5:30.
Yes.
At 5:30. Today's show is powered by Verizon for a limited time. Get their best price ever. Drop into your local Verizon store today to learn more. And in one day, like you turn on WIP tomorrow at this exact time, you'll be a little disappointed. The WIP Afternoon Show is not on, but you'll be thrilled because you'll be hearing the Phillies.
And they'll be up 3-0.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Actually, I think they lose tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
They're setting it up. setting it up.
No, anything to make my job harder. That's what they do.
Yeah, you got Zach Wheeler going tomorrow. Why do you think they're going to lose?
But because like Mackenzie Gore is a guy that I feel like they never hit very well, and I could just feel it. You know what I mean?
There it is.
The vibe
I'm
around
crush
the,
you on Friday.
Buddy. Vibe around the city's down. Yeah. You know, and they go out with a limper, swinging at everything.
Show up at Chickie's on Friday to throw stuff at Jack.
If they win or if they lose.
If they lose.
Why?
Well, because blame you.
We're being blaming honest. You, yeah. Right. I'm being honest.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Andy in Deptford, you're on WIP.
Hello.
Well,
no, it's good. We live. We high.
There we go.
There man.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Let's go, Andy.
There
my bad. I'm in Jiffy Lube getting my oil changed. So, you know,
okay.
I had to step outside for
uh-oh.
A minute.
Another lubed
another
up guy?
Another lube job guy.
Yeah. Yo, as far as with topics like if guys are losers, I think there's no question Embiid is going down as the most biggest loser and the worst legacy all time of a great Philadelphia athlete. All time. It's not debatable.
Why is his legacy worse than Charles Barkley's?
Because he never got out the second round and can I answer your question?
Well, no, what is Charles, but no, you're not talking about Charles Barkley. What was Charles Barkley's big signature moment in the playoffs for the Sixers?
What was Embiid?
No, I'm asking you how he's different than Barkley. I understand what you're saying about Embiid, and I agree with you. How is he different than Barkley? What is Charles Barkley's big signature moment in the playoffs?
I don't necessarily say he had one, but he connected with the fans.
Oh.
He never connected
with the fans. Of course he did. You're lying.
How are you going to tell me I'm lying? Like, because, that's my opinion.
Well,
my
you're, opinion okay, is then you're wrong. You're wrong. Of course he connected with the fans. The fans loved Embiid. There was love affair with Embiid. You're misremembering everything because you're so busy trying to think that you were right about something and cry, wah, and celebrate players that also didn't win anything. Allen Iverson didn't win anything. Charles Barkley didn't win anything. Randall Cunningham didn't win anything. Terrell Owens didn't win anything. There are so many players in our history that were great and didn't win anything.
Okay, my turn. Here's the thing with Allen Iverson, okay? Allen Iverson did way more for the culture and for the game of basketball than Embiid could ever sniff.
What did he do for the culture, Andy?
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Ike, do you have this?
No. I'm sorry. Andy, I want you to tell me, you, Andy from Deptford, what did Allen Iverson do for the culture?
Made it acceptable and cool for kids to have cornrows. He made it cool for kids in neighborhoods where you've never been to be okay with playing.
Right. Andy from Deptford.
Glenn Mills.
Right, yeah. Andy from Deptford.
Wait a minute. Can I finish?
No, you sound like a moron. You're the dumbest caller we have, and you prove it every time you call.
You sound like a moron, bro. Okay, you're getting off on your dad's being a radio guy. That's the only reason you're around.
I bet you wish you had a more successful dad so you could have a better legacy as well.
You're horrible as a host. Oh. The show's gone down since you've been on.
Well, that's not true, unfortunately, Andy.
It's an opinion.
Well, it's an opinion.
And if you ask a lot of callers like that don't listen anymore, but that used to listen, they'll probably give you the same opinion.
Yes.
Okay? Because you're so
You listen. Andy, you hate the show so much that you called you listened to yesterday's show, you hung on hold for 90 minutes, we didn't get to you, you listened again today, you called again today, sat on hold to talk to me, all for a show that you don't listen to anymore? You're just lying.
Here's the thing.
You're lying. Like, you're so boring.
Like, you're a clown. Okay?
You're boring.
You're a clown. Okay? Simple as that. You're a clown, and you're not a good host.
Okay.
You're not a good personality on the radio. You don't bring much to the table.
Okay.
You really don't.
Well,
I got you. I'm just keeping it real with you.
I got you,
Andy. I'm saying what other people want to say.
All right.
Who? I haven't been on the air to say it.
Okay. You and Black Gritty. You guys happy? You listen all show long. At least you call.
I'll be happy when you're not a host anymore. That's what I'll be happy.
I bet you will be.
When Ike has a real host, you know what I mean? Somebody that didn't get fired from New York and had to, you know, take on as a host.
He took my jokes, man.
He used to be a guy that was like a producer. You know, like a rock
I was never
a
producer. All right, Andy.
You were a rock radio guy, and now you're in sports talk. Come on, man.
All right.
Come on, man.
Okay. Are you done?
Nah.
Okay, keep going.
I'll go all day.
Keep going. Well, because you don't have a job.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like, legacy. Like, you look at the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, the best Eagles quarterback all time.
All right. Moron. He's too stupid. At least Chuck's not dumb. Like, I have no problem arguing and having people tell me I suck. But Andy's so dumb is the problem. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. The question being, as a kid, were you excited for the first day of school? It's grown even more. 61.8% say no, they were not excited for the first day of school. 215-592-9494. Andy from Deptford telling me about the culture. KJ in Newcastle, here on WIP.
We've been doing well for a while there.
Well,
back-to-back days.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Chuck yesterday.
Well, KJ, I'm going to put you on hold again.
I forgot about Chuck yesterday.
Well, I'm going to ask you guys both.
Yes.
So both Chuck and Andy want to call and yell at me that they think Embiid sucks.
Yes.
And what I normally do is just let them say it. But then when I don't fight back, they get even more mad at me because they want me to argue about it.
They want, yeah.
I don't know what to do. I can't have the same specific. He hasn't done any. There's no difference between Joel Embiid today and a month ago and 2 months ago. It's always the same. There's no new information. So if Chuck thinks he's a loser, and God bless him, he's allowed to think he's a loser. I think plenty of people are losers, right? Andy from Deptford thinks he's different than Charles Barkley for some reason. Okay, fine. But I can't, I don't know what I'm supposed to do when they want me to yell back and I won't do it, and that makes them even more mad.
Yeah, like you don't have the energy for that argument anymore. It's an argument that has been had. And to your point, there's nothing that has changed with Embiid in recent times. This is more or less them trying to
needle you.
Take a victory lap, needle you. You know what I mean? I was right, you were wrong, that sort of thing.
I let them do it, but I'm not going to,
Right, they get upset when you don't engage with it.
Yeah, I don't know how to argue about it anymore because they think what they think, I think what I think, and there's never going to be any new information
right.
about it. Like Joel's career, probably over for the most part in a meaningful way.
In a meaningful way, yeah.
You know, maybe he figures out a way, but probably not. So, and we will have the funeral for the
Whenever
career
happens,
show
yeah.
at some point.
Yeah.
But geez, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to Chuck. I don't know what to say to Andy. You don't think Embiid... You think he sucks. He's a loser. Congrats. You do. He has certainly has loser qualities. I liked him a lot. I thought he was a great player. I don't think he should be the face of losing in Philadelphia. But I also don't think, but I also think they are selective in the way, and that's why I bring up Barkley.
Uh-huh.
Like nobody says it. Barkley didn't have a successful run here. Now, it wasn't his fault. He didn't have
sure.
great teammates or whatever.
Well, and he's more beloved now.
He is more beloved.
As much
now.
More time has passed. Or what have you. He's so much more beloved now because he's so much further removed, which is something you also brought up yesterday about Embiid 15 years from now or what have you. The thoughts on him will probably be much, much different at that time.
Yeah, like Charles was polarizing when he was here. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like everybody loved Charles.
Right.
You know, there was, and Charles had moments here that were mm-hmm. not great with mm-hmm. fans, by the way,
yep.
speaking of which.
Yep.
The spit incident, yep. and the throwing the guy through the window. I love Charles, but mm-hmm. to act like Charles's run here was like everybody makes pretend that those guys were like sort of like Bryce Harper is now.
Right.
Where everybody loves him or whatever.
Right.
Everybody didn't love Charles.
Well, didn't yep. Charles spit on, like, he spit on a fan.
Yeah, that's what he just...
Accidentally. Yeah. He went to spit on one fan,
yeah.
and he spit on the kid.
Yeah. That's one he will always tell you he regrets.
Yes, that, for
that's
sure.
one he's certainly
yes.
regrets. He'll tell you he doesn't regret throwing the guy through the window.
No, he deserved it.
Yeah,
is what Charles
yeah,
said.
He'll tell you that, but
yeah.
he'll always tell you the spitting incident was not intended for what happened. Even though spitting on someone is like one of the worst things you can do, no matter who it's intended for.
Yeah, that's where the funny part is. He's like, "I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it. I'm to spit on somebody
yeah,
else."
Yeah, yeah. And that's Charles. That's Chuck.
It is. Yep. And that's part of why we love him.
Yep.
You know. And I do think, am I misremembering? Embiid and the fans did love each other.
No, there was a 4-year window there.
Yeah.
With Embiid, where you could do no wrong. Like he could do no wrong as far as.
There's some people that are annoyed.
He's the number one athlete in the city
not
for
even
a 4 or 5 year run there.
Yeah. I wonder when it changed. Was it the Celtics series? I think changed.
I'm telling you, it was that Celtics
yeah.
series.
Yeah, probably, and
it
rightfully
was that
so.
Celtics series.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Embiid was. I mean, there's like 5% of people. Like, even when he told the fans to shut the
people
bleep
let
up,
that go.
Yeah, no one cared.
Yes, no.
That was peak of Sixers too. Where we could actually talk Sixers. The Embiid thing's a bit misremembered. But we misremember everything. I swear we misremember everything here.
Yeah. Well, as time goes by, you know, you just, so. All right, 215-592-9494, we'll get your calls. Of course you are.
Of course I am.
Knock them dead, buddy.
My people at Mark's Jewelers, listen, Mark's Jewelers is looking for a few good artisans. That's right, if you're an attention to detail individual with a passion for making people's dreams come true, Mark's wants to talk to you. Now, Mark's isn't just looking for people who need a job. They're looking to build careers in metalsmithing, how about diamond setting, and computer-aided design and manufacturing. Now, that's because the team at Mark's Jewelers are jewelers. They're not just jewelry resellers. Get your career started in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com. Again, that's marks-jewelers.com.
KJ in Newcastle. You're on WIP. What's up, KJ? KJ. Chris in Ambler. You're on WIP. Oh, shoot. I saw that.
Hey, what's going on? I enjoyed that banter. We live. We hot.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yes.
But
Andy hates the show so much, he calls every week and to talk about what we talked about yesterday.
It remind me of your father.
No, shoot.
In some of the arguments he was
making
with people.
It's kind of
apple isn't far from the tree.
Yeah.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I have to have the legacy because he got me my job here, so I have to pay him respect. Sorry, go ahead, Chris.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Daddy.
Whatever. That's your journey.
Yep.
Part of your journey. He's going to criticize you for it. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but, so I normally don't listen at this time, and I get on, and it's like the top four.
Oh, Mount Rushmore.
Comes on.
Yes.
And I've always heard the top five at five. With Jackie Baseball.
Yes.
And I'm like, what's different? It sounds like you're trying to rip off top five and five with the top Rush four.
Yes, no. Mike. What do you guys say about
that?
So
I don't know the
top five.
Proceed. Maybe, I don't know if Spike can defend himself, or are we here from Ike and Jack first?
Yeah, the top five delegation's wondering.
Yeah. Well, are you just asking me, Jack?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, listen, when I first heard about this segment, first thing I said, Chris, was it was a ripoff.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
So the truth is, Chris, if I remember correctly, it was a John Marks idea. Wasn't Mount Rushmore a John Marks idea?
Yes, we did something like that.
Yeah, and I think we did it after we did Mount Rushmore Week. Mm-hmm. And we did Mount Rushmore Week when there's not, like, a ton going on.
Yes.
So we have more time. So Mount Rushmore actually existed a lot of last summer, and then football season came and we got rid of it. So truthfully, is it a ripoff of the top five of five? Yes.
Oh.
But it's also, I think...
The top five's been... I mean, that was a... Well, I actually don't know how much of a ripoff that was of someone else.
It has to be.
No one's done the top five like this, though.
Well, look, Chris, I ripped off the top five in New York, too. They do on WFAN. They basically do a top five at five now. So
the other way to look at it is if the top five at five is... People look forward to it, and it's definitely a grabber. Why not do one more an hour earlier?
Yes.
That's the program director in Spike.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a little bit it's conspicuous shamelessness.
Yes.
But hey, if the program director's good, we're good.
Yeah, I think mostly it's like, is it good content at the end of the day? Is it
that's
funny?
That's all that really matters. Yeah,
that's
yes.
What we, and dude, we're all doing we're doing the same thing every day in a different order, to be quite honest with
yep.
you. So do you want to hear me whine about those four things, or do you want to hear them in order? And I think in order makes it a little more fun. So yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's funny because it all ties into the. The content of the day. It's kind of weird. I haven't called in a while. I called the other morning, and I told Joe, I grew up 2 blocks from him and went to grade school with his late brother, and that was a neat moment I shared with him. But I don't even know if I've even talked to Joe calling.
Oh, DeCamp.
So that was kind of neat.
Right, yeah, because Joe's brother passed, about 5 years ago, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, we went to grade school together. So this school is called Our Lady Help of Christians, and we call it either Our Lady Behind Sears or Our Lady Help Me Please are the two favorite nicknames.
Our Lady Behind Sears is very funny. I assume the school was behind Sears. Is that basically what
it
was?
The Abington Sears by Abington.
there you go.
I'm like, yeah, I didn't get that
one. Yeah. No, I just thought it was a... Thank you for the call, Chris. I assumed it was just a joke about where it was.
Right.
And it was.
Yeah. You got it pretty quick.
Yes.
You locked in on
well,
it quick.
When I went to USC, what did UCLA students call us? University of Spoiled Children.
Wow.
Which is what
really?
UCLA
is. How'd
they know? I thought UCLA was like the rich kids.
Well, it's in, so USC is a private university and UCLA is state school. So if you are from California, you can go to UCLA.
UCLA is easier.
But
yeah.
UCLA is in a much, 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 much
place, right?
Nicer
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
UCLA is in Westwood and basically USC is a block from South Central.
Compton, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I'll let you boy. Yay, yay. West side.
Little Ice Cube there.
Yes.
Well, I was actually out there when Eazy-E passed.
Okay.
So when there was the procession or whatever, mm-hmm. it was not far from where
there,
USC
yeah.
was.
How about that? You probably went to class with all types of, probably at that time, unknown but they may have become actors or actresses.
So my freshman year, one, a Jeremy Miller, who was Ben in Growing Pains, was supposed to be in my dorm. And
The youngest one.
The youngest son.
Yeah.
And I went to, this is the only sort of famous person story I have from USC. In my film class, Joey Lawrence was in my film class.
Joey Lawrence, give me a break.
Yes, and after that, Joey Lawrence in...
Joey, right?
No, but what was he at? Was he in Blossom?
Was it Blossom?
When he was
the
brother?
I thought he got his own show called Joey.
He did, but before that, there was another.
Yeah, Blossom looks like 90 to 95.
Okay, so it was 94 freshman year. So his whole thing was, he would go, whoa, or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
I remember that,
So we have our midterm, and he goes on Conan O'Brien and complains about how hard the midterm was. And then before the final, I'll never forget, the professor said, I've made the final easier than the midterm, so no one goes on television and complains about it.
Oh, professor saw it.
And the final was easier. So thank you, Joey Lawrence.
There you go, Joey.
Yeah, so thank you, Joey.
Hooking everybody up.
Yes, sir. KJ in Newcastle, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up, KJ?
What up, KJ?
I don't really have a statement. I just have like an in-depth question. So... first of all, I don't believe the Phillies are overrated at all. I think anyone who thinks that's kind of stupid, but I really do think this is their year. Like, this is like the final year they have to do it. Like, I think the Phillies are putting all their chips in this year. Most of the players are on contract years. Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos, and they're all in their prime, getting older. I mean, the future is bright. We have a lot of young stars, but I think this is like the year they got to put all their chips in. But my main concern is not the pitching, not the bullpen. It's the timely hitting. I do think Trey Turner should lead off. I think he, at his peak, he would be best in that leadoff spot. And I don't know. We have a lineup to the point where it's really confusing to where you want to put these guys. Like, we signed Nick Castellanos because of that 2021 season, finished, third in MVP because of how good he was, such a hitter. And the reason why he hit in that three spot is because he was hitting in front of or behind Tyler Stevenson, who was a great hitter that year. And he was also hitting in front of Joey Votto, who's also had a great year in 2021 as well, putting up in MVP numbers as well. So to the point where Nick is getting those outside sliders, he's not getting pitches to hit. So you don't really know where to put him because – Nick performs better when there's more fastballs than the.
Yeah, I think we know at this point what Castellanos is, right? I mean, we know he's a 272 guy who hits 20-ish home runs and will get hot.
Yeah.
And he's, to me, I'm fine having Castellanos hitting fifth or sixth and producing that way. I don't need to move Nick Castellanos up to make sure that Nick Castellanos hits 26 home runs instead of 20.
He's going
to
do it wherever he's at.
Sure.
I don't think Nick's going to hit another like 35 homer season like that or like 2021 season. It's mostly because we have so many guys in our lineup. He's not going to hit three like he did with the Reds, like he wants to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, but the big question is where we would put Kyle. You know, it's like. We have to put him in a spot to where he can still be patient at the plate and not strike out. I mean, he does strike out. He's either a strikeout walk or a home run or a single. That's pretty much what it is. But, the only other spot where I can really see, I don't think Bryce should ever hit two. That two spot is more of a Trey. That's why Trey Turner is so perfect for that one spot, because what he does is he will take more pitches to get on base and could move to second on a steal or can routine ground ball to second base, he moves over, or a routine ground ball to shortstop in the gap, or something like that. He moves over to third and second. Next thing you know, you have maybe Alec Bill in a contact and hit him home, and then Harper's in a big spot in that three spot. I think that three spot should always be Harper's, because that three spot's such a crucial spot in that lineup. And then that five spot, that's kind of like a spot in a lineup to where you can either... Because that cleanup spot.
KJ. We got
good stuff.
Yeah, we're in the thinking out loud portion of your call. I hear you. Do you have a favorite science fiction character?
Gotta be Anakin Skywalker or Optimus Prime.
I like Optimus Prime better. I think you're going to take Optimus Prime. That is a good one.
Yes.
That is science fiction.
Forgot about the Transformers.
More than meets the eye. Robots in the skies.
Yeah. I like the first one. I didn't. I don't think I've seen the second one
of the big Transformer movies.
Yes, of the movies.
So
yeah.
To me, when the cult hit was the Transformers cartoon.
Yes,
everybody loved the Transformers cartoon. That was if you can find that on YouTube, Transformers cartoon.
Well, and what about the Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox movies?
Nah.
Oh, come on, man.
Nah. That's what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, that's what you're talking about. Yeah,
that's the best.
And Transformers over GoBots. Which were...
Oh, yeah. That used to be a thing when we were kids. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the GoBots were like the JV squad. Yeah.
You know, yeah, yeah.
I can't believe we're live streaming tomorrow, by the way.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what does that do for us?
More people can watch.
No, I mean, like, what are we doing? We just do what we're doing, though.
Yeah. But they can watch us the whole time. So, like, you know...
If I'm digging in my nose now...
Somebody's going to see it.
You can see that.
Yes.
Caller makes a great, brilliant point. You know, a reaction that's going to be,
like
everyone's going to see that.
Like maybe if Jack didn't like a call and he was hanging himself at the phone cord, somebody would be able to see it.
If by
any chance, or if Jack didn't like a call and he's like loading up a gun to fire at the telephone, you would see that.
What about when I'm yelling at the call? Would never, but what happens when I'm yelling at the callers back here and sometimes I slam the phone down in anger?
Yep, you will see that.
That is awesome.
You'll see a Sing Creed.
Oh, yeah, you get to
we
see
will be on.
Creed.
Yep.
Thing we do not do, we don't throw headphones.
No. No, we do not do that.
You guys don't throw headphones, yes.
Did not throw anything.
Yeah. But the release of when you throw something in anger.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Big fan.
Yeah, when I was in college, before you, we had carts.
That seems insane. I don't know how you guys did radio with that stuff.
So when we played songs, even commercials, they were on these 8-track type things called carts. And you couldn't rewind a cart. It would have to fast forward to the beginning every time. So you had to rely on the person before you making sure that it was queued up. So I went to play a song, wasn't queued up, took it, threw it against the wall, smashed it into a million pieces.
There you go.
Yeah, see, I think,
Felt good.
You had some, maybe you still do.
I had anger issues. I don't have anger issues anymore. I had them.
Well,
you certainly manage them.
Yes.
Think
about the way it was.
It could have been, yes.
Yeah. Jack, what's coming up in the top five? Oh, no.
Buster
top five, five's at 5:30. Buster Olney joins us next to preview the Philly season. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.